castiça, coisa tão bonita, coisa tão faceira. Cantei o meu canto e vi Luanda. Fogueira doce, sol madrugando. É Luanda e basta, beleza divinal, maravilha. É o sol se pondo. É Luanda e basta, beleza sem igual. Meiguice crioula, crioula meiguice. É só rosa e basta, nasci pra lhe amar. Convivi bonito com minha esquisitice. É só rosa e basta. Fogueira doce.
Good afternoon, Davis. Good afternoon, California. And good afternoon from wherever you're listening to. You're listening to KDVS Davis 90.3 FM, listener supported free from Northern California. This is Aggie Chat, the short form extension of the weekly legacy sports talk show, Aggie Talk. It is I, Big Easy, to my left, my co-host, the one, the only,
DJOAB. I'm sorry, OAB Nationers, that I kept you starving for so long, but I am here. We can rise now.
And on my further left, we have two very special guests. We have, for the first time this quarter...
All right. I mean, it's objectively true. It's young DJ DK getting older.
Bro's talking smack, bro. I'm DJ DV Cooper.
We are going to
Hey. All right.
Hey, not the slice of cheddar cheese on the puck, eh?
Hey, you know, a little bit of poutine after the game. We're out to poutine, eh?
I'm having way too much of this. Well, let's just get right into the game show.
It's poutine, isn't it?
We're talking about no Canadians today. We're talking about Americans. We're talking about American athletes.
America. Wait, is it actually American athletes? That's the parameter for the game show?
No.
Okay, so let's.
It's just all these athletes.
So be honest
are.
With me.
I think all these athletes are American, but I could be wrong. Oh, I might be wrong, actually. I'm looking at my list.
The following hours of KDVS programming may not be suitable for audiences that may contain material which may be perceived as objectionable. The following views presented
are not reflective views of KDVS.
Hey, I was going to say both. you get Young DJ DK on your show, you got to say both.
We're playing.
It's not Safe Harbor, we'll make it Safe Harbor. Yeah.
We're playing Name That Shaq Year.
Oh my
for
God.
Reference.
How is this geared to me?
You'll see. So,
name this Shaq year.
Shaquille O'Neal, pretty good basketball player, very notably spent his final season.
Is better than him.
Barbecue chicken alert.
Very notably played his final year with the Boston Celtics, and everybody knew he does not look right in the Celtics uniform. So in front of me, I have a list of 9 professional athletes of at least notable stature, and you have to guess what their Shaq year was.
Oh, they're goofy, out of place.
Like the team they were on for their bad last year.
When they
pretty
were
much,
washed,
yeah.
Washed year.
Yeah.
Some of them weren't necessarily bad. It's just
Brandon Crawford on the Cardinals. It had to be said. I'm sorry.
Some of them aren't necessarily bad. They're kind of just like a D-hop to the Chiefs.
He's
is gonna be a crazy them. Talk. Let's get right into it. Do you guys want to start football, basketball,
buzzing?
Or baseball?
Are we buzzing?
Oh, we should buzz actually. Ooh, let's get.
This is like an equidistant buzzer.
Yeah.
I'm like,
do you guys want to start football, basketball, or baseball?
Actually, I'll hold.
I'll pass.
Pass the pick.
We feeling football, basketball, or baseball?
Let's start basketball.
All right. The shortest man on the list, Muggsy Bogues, had his iconic stint with the Washington Bullets and Manute Bol. Then he went to Charlotte, where he had a crazy block on Patrick Ewing. After Space Jam, he went to Golden State, and he ended his career in this city.
Toronto.
Do we have any other responses? I see DJ OAB staring off into space right now.
That's the only other jersey I know I'm going to be in. I could be wrong.
Orlando.
Orlando.
There we go. Orlando out of DJ OAB.
I'll throw out one at random. I don't know, the Knicks.
Muggsy Bogues and the Knicks is incorrect.
Yeah.
Muggsy Bogues with Orlando is also incorrect. Muggsy Bogues spent his final year in Toronto with the Raptors.
On a Canadian team.
Yeah, but he's not Canadian. He's American.
He was basically playing hockey over there.
The only reason why I know this is because in 2K24, he's on the... I think
that might be why I know it as well.
He's just weirdly on that team.
Damon Stoudemire.
Yeah, no, exactly. One of the best shooters of all time, Pete Maravich, was drafted 3rd overall to Atlanta. Huh?
Pistol Pete?
Yeah, Pistol Pete. Yeah. He was drafted 3rd overall to Atlanta. He soon went to New Orleans and followed New Orleans to the move to the Utah Jazz, adding 3 All-Star appearances and 2 more NBA first-team selections to his resume. At the end of his career, he spent 1 year in...
So you said he went from New Orleans to Utah?
No, so New Orleans as a franchise moved to Utah.
Okay.
Yeah. So
that's where
it's
he
just.
All right.
So Hawks and then Jazz.
Hawks and the Jazz, dude. I'm not sure where Pistol Pete was. I thought I guess I misheard. I was gonna say I knew Pistol Pete. Go ahead.
Milwaukee.
All right, one more from Milwaukee.
A good shout. I think it might be Milwaukee.
DB, do you have anything?
It fits the vibe.
So, here's my thought process. Whenever I think of Pistol Pete, I think of Ernie Johnson getting really indignant that no one selected him in the All-Star draft. The same one where Charles Barkley took Allen Iverson 1st overall.
Ooh.
What's his name? The guy who only picks Celtics.
Kevin McHale.
So, I'm thinking he's a Celtic, even though I know that's wrong, but my brain is getting, like, crosswires because of that. So, I'm going with the Celtics.
All right, one vote for Milwaukee, one vote for Boston.
I honestly don't know. I'm trying to think of the 2K all-time teams, and I'm struggling. I think Bucks was a good shout. I'm going to go with an old franchise. I'm going to go with the Clippers.
Ooh.
Clippers are old, but yeah.
At this point, they would have still been the San Diego Clippers, I think. Yeah, they still would have been the San Diego Clippers.
Were they ever in Minnesota, or am I mixed
no,
up?
No, they were
San Diego. Okay, okay,
it
Minnesota
was,
Lakers,
they
got
went,
it.
Minnesota actually has Lakers.
Yeah.
Oh, look. Yeah.
That's basically Canada.
One of you has gotten it right.
I feel like it's already
me. Not me.
It was a good,
Pistol Pete Maravich
right.
spent his final year, I think it was 1960, at TD Garden, or I wasn't TD Garden
oh.
at the time, but it's Boston. He was with the Boston Celtics
nice.
For his final season.
I feel like those were all based, like, nice guesses.
Yeah.
They were all pretty good.
Yeah. They all felt good. Yeah.
And our final one of the round. I'm telling you, I have
yeah.
a feeling you'd win this.
Yeah, probably.
This one's going to be a super easy layup. Scottie Pippen, after 6 rings in Chicago, he saw stints in Houston with Barkley, and a few years. I'm gonna finish the question first, but I'll let you.
Okay, no, it's fine.
After 6 rings in Chicago, he saw stints in Houston with Charles Barkley, and a few years in Portland. Between the Blazers and a year overseas, Pippen's final stop in the NBA was with this team.
Oh, I actually don't know. I knew he was on the Rockets. I think
this was a 1-year stint.
Nasty. I'm gonna go Lakers. I don't know.
All right, we have one vote for LA.
I think it was a gross team. There was no way he was on the Lakers jersey. A bad guess.
Just because I think it would be funny for him and MJ to end up in the same place, I'm going with Charlotte.
I was.
No.
No. Shanghai Dragons? No.
Guangdong Tigers.
You said NBA.
Oh.
I will note, there is an extra point if you can guess the country he played in last.
Oh,
so it's overseas.
Or this could be a curveball and it could just be America.
I feel like I'm mis-explaining this. So this, we're guessing his last NBA stop before he went overseas.
Okay.
So that's the first guess.
I have another guess, but I think I'll say it.
Can you list the teams he was on real quick again?
He played with the Chicago Bulls.
Was he drafted by the Bulls?
He was drafted by the Bulls. And then he went to the Houston Rockets for 1 year with Charles Barkley, and he also went to Portland. That one was weird.
Okay. Oh, he loves the color red.
Nice.
Miami.
That was gonna be my other guess.
Ooh, Miami's a good guess.
That was my backup.
Now DJ OAB, are you gonna be on the board here? You are not gonna be on the board. DK is also not on the board, and DB Cooper is not on the board.
Oh, okay, yeah, that was a tough one.
Scottie Pippen spent his final NBA season back in Chicago.
Really?
That's a trick one.
Go for it.
Illinois.
This is for the extra point.
Okay, so here's the thing. I feel like basketball has grown a lot. So like the countries that like have like big basketball economies now, like may not have when he retired. What like I don't know. It's probably like 2005 or so.
Somewhere around that, yeah. Early 2000s.
So, like the obvious answer would be China, but I don't know if Chinese basketball was like that big back then. I guess it was like post Yao Ming coming to the NBA. So.
Chinese basketball has been a thing since Kobe.
Okay. I don't know. I don't feel like it was China. I feel like that's too obvious.
The answer to this one was Chicago.
I'm going to say Spain.
I'm going Lithuania. Shout out to Jello Ball.
Lithuania is a good pull.
I don't know if the basketball scene was huge. 2005, but I'm gonna go Australia.
Ooh, shout out Eli Pepper, baby. Unfortunately, all three of you are incorrect. He played his final season in Sweden with the Sundsvall Dragons.
Wow.
Yeah, totally random. Yeah. Totally random.
I said the Dragons. I should have a point.
Do you guys think he should get half
no.
a point?
No. So it's 1-1.
So DB Cooper's at 1 point. Young DJ DK's at 1 point, and DJ OAB. Not representative of OAB Nation has 0 at the moment.
I'm not representing
you guys to split. That's all right. We're going NFL next, so we can see if DB Cooper cleans up at the end.
If I clean up at the end.
Ooh.
Yeah.
We're going to go oldest one on this list. Franco Harris. Very notable Pittsburgh Steeler. Immaculate reception.
I have no idea. New England. New England.
He spent, I think, 1 year with this franchise.
Cleveland Browns.
Ooh.
Wait, so it was
double
just,
AFC?
It was just Pittsburgh and then...
Pittsburgh and this other team.
Franco Harris.
Franco Harris.
God, I know. I'm thinking of also...
Fun fact, he has a very famous catch.
Second. It's got to be another, like, historic franchise.
I know I'm thinking Bo Jackson, but I don't know why. The Raiders.
Is it Bang Bang Niner?
So, at the moment... It was the right conference, but none of you have the right team. Do you guys want a second shot at this?
Nah, just let it die.
He spent his final years with Seattle.
Nah.
Yeah.
I didn't realize Seattle was that old.
Yeah, no, they're a surprisingly old franchise. Because what, Steve Largent was like the 80s, you know? That's when they had like the silver. Yeah. We're going a little more recent. One of my favorite players to watch, Dez Bryant. He spent the bulk of his career in Dallas, then went to Baltimore.
What?
But his final year was with this franchise.
Wait! I still have a chance to guess. First of all,
DK, guess first shot.
It's got to be with like a cool quarterback. I'm gonna go with the Commanders.
I'm gonna let OAB go last, just because I can see it in his eye. I know you have the right answer. I know you have the right answer.
If he gets it right, then this
yeah. But if
dang,
you say
I
it,
I thought it was the Baltimore. That's why I rang.
If you say it, I know DB Cooper is gonna say it too.
I'm so forgetting what. Oh, is it? Oh, I know it. I know it. Can I guess again?
Well, he can't guess after I say it.
No, I know. It's too late.
He's got
it.
So
wait. Oh, is he?
I get a guess. I think I have AFC vibes. And I know this team has not really had a great tight end recently, so it makes sense that they would try and get a somewhat washed Dez Bryant. Is it the Pittsburgh Steelers?
I don't know. Is it?
I can't believe, dude.
I believe it is New Orleans.
It is.
Dez Bryant spent his final days in the NFL.
Dude, I knew it.
Tearing his Achilles with the New Orleans Saints. Oh, DJ. This is like way after Jimmy Graham. This was Chicago. Chicago Jimmy Graham. DJ OAB, you were on the board. It is all tied up at one apiece.
Yeah, I knew that one too. That's bad.
I didn't even know he was on Baltimore. I'm not gonna lie.
And the final NFL player on this list, another one of my favorites, maybe the shortest running back in Alabama history, Mark Ingram. Mark Ingram, building off Dez Bryant, played so many years in New Orleans. Then he went to Baltimore to begin Lamar Jackson's legendary rushing attack. And he had one final stop in this city, wearing 14. At least I think it was 14.
What is Houston Texans?
Okay, good guess.
I don't know why I get this vibe. And knowing you, I feel like you would try and sneak this in. Was he with the Packers?
Ooh, I like it. I actually was a huge campaigner for Mark Ingram to the Packers.
So it was the Packers. Well, you know, I guess it doesn't mean...
Mark Ingram. I think the Texans were a good shout. I'm trying to think. It wasn't any other teams in the AFC South. Wasn't any teams in the AFC Beast. NFC South doesn't make sense besides the Saints. I might say he went back to the Saints. But I feel like he would have wore 22 on the Saints again.
That's a good guess.
I'll go Saints. I'm
actually misrepresented this question. He did go back to the Saints and wore 14 with the Saints. But
so
I'm not calling it the Shaq year though.
That wasn't his last year.
Or it I kinda got this one wrong, I'll be honest. This was the first one that I wrote. And then he went back to the Saints. Yeah.
So do I get a point? I said Saints.
I'll give you half a point. I'll give you half a point.
What was the team you had in mind?
The actual team was the Houston Texans.
Okay, so should we get?
So DJ OAB is at 2 points. Young DJ DK is at 1.5, and DJ DB Cooper is at one point.
I think we should split the point because Scottie Pippen's Shaq year was Chicago.
No.
No. I mean, to be fair, Young DJ DK did guess New Orleans, but nobody guessed Chicago for Scottie Pippen.
Houston Texans, Mark Ingram.
We have the final round. This might be the one where DJ DB Cooper comes all the way back from the bottom of the list. The first.
I'm gonna try and read you like a book. One of these is gonna be Ricky Henderson.
I actually was this close to putting Ricky Henderson as my last player.
That would have been a good one because I don't actually know.
Randy Johnson spent the bulk of his career in Arizona and Seattle.
I just know it. Can I let them go?
Yeah, sure. After his second stint in Arizona, he closed his career in.
Randy Johnson.
What is the Houston Astros?
Ooh, Houston Astros is interesting.
What is Kansas City?
What is the Expos?
What are the San Francisco Giants?
It is the San Francisco Giants.
He got his 300th win there.
It was kind of a gimme. DJ DB Cooper is at 2 points.
Year before they won the World Series. 2009. There's a clip of him getting in a brawl when he was with the Diamondbacks with the Giants and accidentally putting on a Giants cap.
Oh, I remember this
video. Subtle foreshadowing.
Dude, honestly, Randy Johnson is so crazy. I just think of the bird clip. Like, I never remember that it's actually him in the bird clip.
He has a lot of, like, crazy lore.
Yeah, no, that man is insane. We got Pedro Martinez, a 17-year career, most notably with the Boston Red Sox, concluded with a one-year stint in this city.
New York Yankees, baby.
Ooh, the AL champion New York Yankees.
San Diego.
So I'm not sure if this is his last. So he starts with the Expos, wins a Cy, goes to Boston, has one of the best pitcher peaks of all time, is with Boston to like 03 or 04. Goes to the Mets and still dominates. And then he goes to Philly, but I don't know if that was his last team, but I can't think of any other, so I'm just going to go with the Philadelphia Phillies.
Pedro Martinez closed his career not with the Yankees, but with the Philadelphia Phillies.
Yes.
DJ DB Cooper is at 3 points.
I propose to merge my score with DJ OAB's.
Ooh.
So now it's game point.
3.5-3?
Game point.
DJ DB Cooper, this is on you. Do you want to do this?
Ball up top, game point.
This is on you. Do you want to do this?
If I win, I get 2 tally marks on there.
Oh, no, not worth.
Ooh,
not worth.
Two tally, really?
Okay. Keep it rolling.
So,
we have no shot.
Point total. DB Cooper's at 3. Young GJDK is at 1.5. And OAB's at 2.
Bonus round.
This last player, I have 2 answers for.
Bonus round Olympics.
Joel Embiid started his career with this country. No.
Yeah, that's relevant for him.
So, this last player, I will be awarding 2 points for because his final year was spent in 2 different cities, which actually kind of lines up perfect with the game at this point. Warren Spahn spent 18 years and a 4-year gap in the middle to serve in World War II with the Boston and Milwaukee Braves.
Yeah, he carried over.
He spent his final 2 years, or his final season, excuse me, with 2 franchises, splitting time with both. What are those 2 franchises?
So if we're thinking World War II,
we got a buzz in.
We're thinking coastal.
The Pittsburgh Americans.
You said the Pittsburgh Americans?
I'm just saying, like, names from the era. Was it the Boston Americans?
Like 1903.
I thought it was the Pittsburgh Americans.
Stressing me out.
Oh, that's crazy.
Oh, oh yeah.
Can you show me the teams he was on?
He was only with the Braves when they were in Boston, and then moved to Milwaukee.
Yeah, Braves, something courageous, something to ride home about. The Nationals, cause
all right, that's one.
You know,
we need a second though.
You know. Hey, you know, I'm out here trying, and you can never knock someone for trying. That's what they say nowadays.
If DJ DB Cooper gets at least one of these right, he at least secures a tie.
Well, the good thing is I probably just got one right. So I'm also gonna go, you know, shout out to the hometown. He was probably on the White Sox.
All right, we got the Nationals and the White Sox.
Really, I've got a really bad combo.
I'm gonna utilize Young DJDK's diverse choices in teams and do two more choices to hopefully cover the spread. This is like the 40s, right? I'm gonna go with the other Chicago team, the Cubs,
yep.
And staying local. He was in Boston before. He stayed a little local, and he went to Brooklyn, the Dodgers.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah, DJ DB Cooper, if you get one right, you secure a tie.
My first gut reaction was he goes back to Milwaukee, but that's not true because he retired before the Brewers existed, and I was getting him confused with Hank Aaron, who did go back to Milwaukee. Where I am fairly certain he went back to, I think he goes back to Boston to play for the Red Sox, and then he comes to San Francisco.
Baseball reference.
Only one team out of the six we've named is in this career.
It's definitely
DJ DB Cooper, you named the Giants and the Red Sox. Young DJ DK, you named the Nationals and the White Sox.
Nationals did not exist.
And OAB, you named the Cubs and the, you said, Brooklyn Dodgers.
It's definitely not that one. Forgot about it.
Warren Spahn returned to the city, or he didn't really return, but he went to the city of New York, but not with the Dodgers, with the New York Mets. And the other franchise he went to. Was
outside.
The San Francisco Giants, which means DB Cooper has secured.
Yeah. Rigged.
Has secured. What is this? Your second game show win of all time?
Yeah. Well, here's the thing about game show wins. We're getting too wrapped up in these material game show wins, and I think what we need to refocus on is the game show itself.
Ooh.
Curator of the show, the journey to the winning and losing. So thank you, Big Easy, for doing that for us. But rigged, unfair. I thought I had the most points. I thought I won in the landslide.
Honestly,
but
I thought the Scottie Pippen one would have been a layup.
Dude, I had no idea. Honestly.
I thought Pippen would have been a layup.
Two of the baseball players being San Francisco Giants players.
That was honestly unintentional. I didn't realize it until I opened up my dog.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Randy Johnson, that's like any 9-10 will know that. Warren Spahn is kind of, because it was like a half season too.
Yeah.
Knowing the answer from a 2K all-time team is such a more realistic reason to know.
Okay.
I'm
not saying, okay, I didn't know this because they like talk about it on the Giants broadcast. I know this because I like am on Baseball Reference way too much, and Warren Spahn is like an all-time GOAT.
It may make sense that Jamal Crawford and Michael Jordan and also Scottie Pippen. So I think Scottie Pippen might anyway. That was a ramble, but I'm trying to remember the context about Scottie Pippen being on the Bulls in like 2006.
I don't know, it's crazy. But this is going to wrap up this week's edition of Aggie Chat. Congratulations to DJ DB Cooper for winning his second ever game show. Coming up next, we have, as per usual, Radio Informar. Stick around if you'd like to, or if you wouldn't like to, you know, It's really up to you. That's the beauty of KDVS. This has been Aggie Chat. OAB, do the thing.
Aggie Chat!
That's the thing? Oh, my God. We got to get out of here.
See you next week, if you guys so please. Bye.
Bye. The following views presented in this hour do not reflect the views of KDVS, KDVS sponsors, or the University of California. Good afternoon, listeners. My name is Francisco Dominguez. We have a great show coming up today. In the studio, we have Chris Ponce. He's the editor-in-chief of the California Aggie newspaper. And we have Donte Roberto, KDVS Public Affairs host of Concrete. Okay, so I'm going to play one song of music as I usually do, and then we're going to go right into the interview. And I want to thank you so much for you guys to come down here. You know, this is going to be, I've been looking forward to this show. And you are listening to KDVS 90.3 FM here in Davis, California, here in Lower Freeborn. And we'll be right with you. Thank you for tuning in.
Well, the first thing I want to say is mandate my ass. Because it seems as though we've been convinced that 26% of the registered voters, not even 26% of the American people, but 26% of the registered voters form a mandate or a landslide.
Poetry.
21% voted for Skippy and 3-4% voted for somebody else who might have been running. But oh yeah, I remember. In this year that we have now declared the year from Shogun to Reagan, I remember what I said about Reagan. Minute. Acted like an actor. Hollywood. Acted like a liberal. Acted like General Franco when he acted like governor of California. Then he acted like a Republican. Then he acted like somebody was going to vote for him for president. And now we act like 26% of the registered voters is actually a mandate. We're all actors in this, I suppose.
What has happened is that in the last 20 years, America has changed from